Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you don't know what it is or what it can do, why are you messing with it? I think that's a lesson that some of us learn in life. It comes easier, I would say, as adults for some of us. Because some of us are sitting here going, yeah, I wish so-and-so felt that way. And you know damn well they're not 8 years old. You know, it's one thing when you're a kid or you're a teenager. That's when you're learning things. That's when you're learning about, you know, this is okay, that is not okay. This, you know, cause leads to that effect. All that. You know, there's room for error. I mean, there's always, you know, somewhat of a room for error. We're human. We're not infallible, but you would hope that, you know, by certain times in someone's life, you would be at a point of, okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Or if I don't know what it is, maybe I should look into it. And I'm not faulting the girls in this next story. They were young teenage girls and at a different time and place, you know. Today, you can Google Ouija board with the device in your pocket within 3 seconds and learn a lot about what it can do. You know, many years ago, not a possibility. So if you didn't know and no one was around you to warn you or tell you what it could do or what or why it's doing what it's doing, I could see the curiosity getting the best of you. That's exactly what happens to a couple teenage girls. They end up having the most terrifying night of their lives playing with this new toy. Looks innocent enough. Sitting over there in the box by Scrabble. It's called a Ouija board. They found out very quickly what it's capable of. Take a listen. This event took place in the middle part of Michigan. The house was a large house with a huge basement. In the basement were 3 rooms. However, one was made into 2 rooms. There were 2 windows in the basement, none that could be opened just for light to be able to get through. Near the stairway was a room that was divided. Half was the laundry room, the other was half storage, where glass beer bottles and soda bottles sat in cases to be used at a later date. Other things were in that room, just a storage area. The room that Jill and I and the other girls went to was in the center of the basement. No windows near us, just a big room that was used for exercise equipment. If we walked far enough into the large room, we came to a smaller room where there was 1 window. The other window was in the laundry room. I was babysitting for this young lady, Jill. She was around 10. I was nearly 18. Jill told me that she and her friends would go into the basement and play this really neat game with this board that was supposed to spell out the answers to questions. I asked her, does it really work? She said, if no one cheats, it does. I said, wow, maybe I'd like to play it sometime. So she called up Carol and asked her if she could spend the night. Her mom could bring it over, and pretty soon here came Carol ready for the night. Now I'm watching 2 girls about the same ages. So the 3 of us went into the basement with a Ouija board. We sat down, lit a candle, and Jill told me to put my fingers only on the little piece that would spell words. Soon as I did that, the candle went out. And I would feel the wind in there, but where it came from, we did not know. We had to light the candle about 6 times before it stayed lit. Should have known something was wrong then, but... So, We went and played the game. Well, nothing happens but us telling each other we were cheating, moving the piece around to spell out answers. Finally, I said, you two can play and not me. And I went upstairs and soon they did too. Several days went by and I went back to babysit. I called Carol up and we played the Ouija board several more times till we got into the discussion. Someone was cheating and gave up. Third time, we thought it would be nice if Tammy came over. After all, she just lost her baby brother from a car accident and he was three. She came over, we thought, to ask the Ouija board if her baby brother made it to the other side. Okay, we should not have done that. By the time we sat in a circle with the candle lit and Jill asked more friends over, there were about six of us then. The candle we could not keep lit. The wind we could feel in the room but did not know where it came from. Then while my fingers are on the little piece, I asked, is Tammy's brother on the other side now? We heard something hitting the wall in the other dark room from us. It did it several times. We should have been frightened then, but kids will be kids, I guess. Tammy asked, can you give me a sign my brother is on the other side? Again, we heard noises from the other dark room and our candle went out, making it totally black in the two rooms. I see lights bouncing off the walls, and no matter how much we tried to light the candle, we could not. Something kept us from doing so. Jill asked the board, who or what is making the lights bounce around the room? Then we heard the glass bottles being slammed against the wall in the spare room behind us. That's when we got frightened. We could not see the stairway in the dark, and we were scared, and more bottles could be being smashed up against the cement walls, but not in the storage room, there in the room we're in. Tammy said she could hear her brother's voice, nor anyone else could hear it, however. Then I said, something just flew past my face, kind of felt like a spider web being dropped down in front of me or a net of some kind. I'm fighting to try and get out, and it seems to capture me in its grip. We cannot see in its darkness. It's just so dark in there. One of the gals screamed they got hit by a bottle. We could hear it being smashed on the floor. We're all screaming now, stop, stop this. And it just kept going on. The lights bouncing around, the bottles being broken. Sounds coming from the other dark room sounded like moaning to me. The girls are crying and screaming and I'm with them in there. We had to find the stairway in the dark and yet I did not want to let the girls be away from me. So we held hands and I told them, don't let go of anyone till we find the stairway. We finally found it by touching the walls around us. On, however, as being in the dark, scary basement of the house, sometimes the walls felt like they were on fire. Other times, like a cold freezer. We made it up the stairs okay and into the other part of the house, far from the stairway that went down the stairs. Upstairs, all seemed simply fine. The lights are on, the music from the radio, still nothing at all, out of place, at all. When we got up the stairs, Tammy had a cut on her arm, I guess from flying glass and the bottles being broken, but Carol was the one I could not believe. Her clothes were like shredded. It looked like someone took scissors and just cut them up. Yet she said she did not feel anything. When Jill's mom came home, she asked what happened and we told her. She did not believe us and was upset. She told us that when we go down to the basement to clean up the mess, we told her we would, but she was going to. We got down the stairs. There were broken bottles everywhere. Some sticky stuff on the walls. Jill was the only one that nothing happens to, nor did she feel anything touch her. All she saw was the lights bouncing around the room. I went to Jill's mom's house a lot, and when she asked me to go into the basement to get something, I was scared, but did as she asked. I always felt something was down there watching me. Then my friend told me for a long time that she, too, had felt that, and usually did not do her laundry until someone is home. In the basement, too. I often would stay the night at this house, and I was too afraid to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I always felt something was there watching me, too. My friends moved from that home long ago, and I wonder if anyone else has ever lived there or experiences anything odd about it. But now that the Ouija board was taken out and burned by her mom, maybe whatever came out of it was burnt in hell. Anyone wanting to play with Ouija boards, all I can say is danger is just waiting to happen.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.